Okay. Well, it was set up by a guy called Elijah Howarth, who was nicknamed the Prophet because he was quite good at forecasting the weather.
Right.
And this was in an age when there were no supercomputers around.
No.
It was literally a case of licking your finger and sticking it in the air and saying, I think it'll rain today. Mm. And he was particularly good at it. He was our second curator, it's a long story. I won't get into that.
So that was completely looking at the sky and... Did he have any instruments?
He had some instruments, yeah. We've got photographs. What happened was that the City Corporation, which was the council at the time, were concerned that, from a public health point of view, that we were never able to predict when there'd be any outbreaks of stomach upsets and the like. And there'd been research done that suggested that knowing what the weather conditions were like could help with that. So they scouted around and started looking for somebody suitable to run a weather station. And the only person that they had in their employ that might be interested in doing it was Elijah Howarth. So he joined the Royal Meteorological Society, became a fellow quite quickly, and set up a basic weather station of just a Stevenson screen, few thermometers, and a rain gauge. And it was situated out in the park. It's not in the place where it is today. Mm. It's about 10 metres away.
Right, okay.
Where it was originally was. But originally there were no fence around it or anything. It was just sat in the park. Which I always, when I see photographs of it, I think, how did that survive? But in all fairness, it was situated directly in front of the park warden's hut. Mm. That's how it survived.
Right, so it had a security.
It had a guard, yes.
Yeah.
So after a few years, Howarth added more and more bits of kit to it. One of the things which you don't find on many weather stations were some ground thermometers that are actually buried underground.
Right.
So there's a 30 centimetre and a metre soil thermometer. Mm. And the reason why those were installed is because Howarth had a theory. I think he must have read this for somewhere. I don't think it was his personal theory. But he believed that the temperature of the water table underground was directly correlated to outbreaks of stomach upsets, diarrhoea and all kinds of other unpleasantness. And he wrote a paper on the subject. Don't ask me where it's published, I can't remember. But there was a direct correlation between underground temperatures and these outbreaks. So he was able to predict when the next outbreak would occur.
Okay.
And the hospital is across the road.
Yes.
So that was very, very
useful. And it was it